and family. So that's taking place on October the 5th from 12:30 to 4 p.m. 99 Beverly Hills Drive in North York. Well, what else? Let me play a beautiful selection here now. Turn up the volume. This one going out to all those beautiful ladies, because I think you all are indeed a royal.
Ooh, natural beauty. Tell, no, I never been someone shy until I seen your eyes. Still I had to try, yeah. Oh yes, let me get my words right and then approach her. Woman, I'll treat you like a man is supposed to. You'll never have to cry, no. I know everyone can relate to when they find a special someone. And she's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind, no.
You know, I have a greeting here for Amit, but Amit wanted to send this one out to his mom, Nanda. We're going to get you a song for Amit, but this one going out to you, Nanda, from your son.
Ooh, ooh, what a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen. She's a queen. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal. And I need her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind until the night that I seen her eyes. So I can see it in her eyes, the way she smiles. Hey, yes, I and I know the king and queen crowns see I'm tired, so I never leave your side. Just stick with me through the trial times. Oh, and she says she no mind. Alright, I know good man is hard to find. And she can't know about that giant line. That's why she has no ties at this time. Yeah, I know many men are trying, but she needs to be more than wine and dine, because she's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so divine. The way she moves to our own beat, she has the qualities of a queen. So supreme. Ooh, ooh, like a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen, so supreme, yeah. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind. No, no, the way she moves to our own beat, she has the qualities of a queen, my beauty and queen. Hey, we got it up.
have I shown you what I'm feeling when I hold you? It feels like heaven, heaven surrounds me. Every time you wrap your arms around me, and there's nothing I can say or ever do to deserve the love of a woman like you. When you're with me, when you kiss me, when you tell me how much you miss me, every moment we're together brings us closer, closer to forever. And there's nothing I can say or ever do to deserve the love of a woman like you. Have I shown you what I'm feeling when I hold you? It feels like heaven, heaven surrounds me. Every time you wrap your arms around me, and there's nothing I can say or ever do to deserve.
We have a hello and welcome to, let me make sure I got some, Rita Rahman. Hey, Auntie Rita, how you doing? I understand, didn't say whose mother-in-law you were, but you go on to say that you are the best mother-in-law they can have. Please send best wishes to my mother-in-law Rita Rahman on her birthday. Greetings are from her son-in-law, Rahima, and daughter Sabrina, and the entire Rahman family. Hey mom, I hope you're having a good day. Happy, happy birthday. The kids love you. The in-laws love you. We love you. And just for you, we're going to take all that and bring on something different. Yes, we're going to change up that even and bring you something special. Because they said that you are indeed special. So I hope you like this one we picked out for you. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Mother-in-law Rita, happy birthday. Hey, still to come, we have to send some love out to New York City. Auntie Leela, well, stay tuned. We have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of love coming your way soon. Stay with us, Auntie Leela.
Jab koi baat bigad jaye, jab koi mushkil pad jaye, tum dena saath mera, o hum nawa. Jab koi baat bigad jaye, jab koi mushkil pad jaye, tum dena saath mera.
It's a great time to share and save at Global Wireless Solutions, a Rogers authorized dealer. Now you can pay any of your Rogers home service and get a 5G Plus plan for only $55 per month. Plus, add a third line for as low as $40 per month. Call 905-794-3656 or visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road in Brampton, where you can get many more in-store offers on Rogers products and services. We got you. Rogers.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lepakan, Lepakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lepakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lepakan. Lepakan.
Visit lepakan.com.
Bring the taste of the islands to Brampton at authentic Trini Foods. From soft, fluffy bus-up shop paratha and dalpuri roti to doubles, polori, curry goat, and more, every dish is made fresh with real Caribbean flavor. Buy five doubles, get one free. Plus, every Tuesday and Thursday, enjoy our many roti specials. Planning a wedding, birthday, or prayers? We cater too, with authentic dishes that everyone will love. Find us at 1650 Williams Parkway, Unit 8 next to Jazz Foods. Call 905-791-2747 or order delivery through Uber Eats and DoorDash. Authentic Trini Foods, real flavor, real Caribbean taste.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Radio Shopland, your show to Richard as he's keeping you company. Hey, still to come, we have some greetings to send out to Nina and Perth out in New York. Also in Queens, we want to say hello and welcome to Auntie Leela and family. Your greetings, we have it and we received it with lots of love coming to you. Stay tuned for that, that's coming up. Nanda and, of course, Amitka, we have forgotten you. But right now, we're making some time. I've been telling you about the immigrant woman. Play that is coming to the GTA and it's all over Mississauga, Brampton, Scarborough, Toronto, and in some cases we have two showings. So to tell us more about it, I'm excited to speak to this young sister. She is indeed an award-winning actress, and of course she is no other than Nadia Khan. Nadia Khan, a versatile award-winning performer and professional with diverse talents spanning from acting, singing, banking, interior design and project management. Receipt of two Actors Boy Award in 2026 and AMP 2029. Born in London to Jamaican and Trinidadian parents, she began modeling dancing training at the age of 3 in Trinidad and Tobago, later pursuing drama with the Little Put. You remember the Little Put Children Theatre in Trinidad? Her career embodies film, television and theatre, performing as main and supporting roles in plays and musicals across Canada, Jamaica, London and the US, such as Dirty Diana, David Heron's Ecstasy, Against His Will, The Loveless, After Miss Rochester, Lotto Money, I remember that one, to name a few. She has collaborated with notable artists such as Munir Sonny T. Zakar and Charles Hyatt, Civil Dupras, Duncan and Chris Johnny Delay, Audrey Reed, Dion Sullivan, and many others. After taking a break from the theater, she's returning performing with a renewed passion, and this is the first time we are having her here on the radio. We want to say welcome to Nadia Khan. Nadia, how are you?
Oh, great, and thank you, Richard. It's a beautiful day. I am very, very excited to be on your program. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I'm well. I'm very, very excited and hyped about what's to come in the next couple of weeks, not to mention the opening of our play, Immigrant Woman.
But before we get to Immigrant Woman, you know, I was waiting to hear this British accent. You lost that.
So my history is really and truly raised in Jamaica and Trinidad. That's mm-hmm. the first thing. I was born in England because my father was studying medicine at the time. But my high schooling, my tertiary days, etc., thanks to Trinidad for raising me properly, I would say. Mm-hmm. And with the education level too. And then migration to Canada as a teen. So it comes and goes. There's reflections of the British education system,
yes,
that we have in Trinidad, I might add. So yes, just very, very eloquent. I went to St. Joseph's Convent in Port of Spain. So that school in itself was very rigid, and the format and structure and how we have to upkeep ourselves as young ladies.
Indeed.
So I give thanks for that, because it really takes a village to raise a child. And that was also the Lilliput Children's Day, for what they did for me. They really encouraged me. My parents encouraged me to dibble-dabble in the theater and take it to the next level. So that passion has really been embedded in the deepest part of my soul. And I walk with it today as a big adult.
Well, I must say your parents must be very proud. I'm very proud of you. And of course, you know, the way you articulate this your opening remarks, really, you are all wrong Caribbean woman, and you would be a strong mother boy, I tell you.
100%.
The training that you receive, and I mean, Holy Faith Convent, those of you from Trinidad would know the discipline that would come with that. It was not only one of the more prestigious schools, but they had strict rules indeed. You know, when I jokingly ask about your accent, I was just thinking, you as an actress could flip to your local dialects if you had to be take a role as an American from the South. You would be able to train for those roles. You could swing your accents like that?
Of course. And it comes with practice. You know, nothing happens overnight. And I think I've been very blessed to have lived in different countries, so I can understand the language and know the placement, the reflection of certain words, the pronunciation or lack of certain consonants, vowels, etc., etc. But yeah, if all you really want a training boy, I'll really train you right now, boy. Let me start all this trade. I'm excited about that.
And that takes me to this play. I'm looking at the fly, The Immigrant Woman. Now, a little bit about the playwright and screenwriter, Devon. Tell me a little bit about him.
Devon Horton goes way back. You know, he is also a very multi-talented man in his own right, and a marvelous, marvelous writer. He has produced many productions over the years. So his name has circulated in the GTA market for, I can't even tell you. I don't even know how old Devon is. I think he's about 101 by now. But he's been around for a long time. And the play is directed by none other than Douglas Prout, whom I've worked with for a gazillion years. So we're all over 100 years old by now, if you start calculating, right, with this. And it's just an amazing plot, an amazing script that speaks of a woman with lots of challenges, this hardworking individual, professional at that, but she's caught in a typical love interest. But there's also a twist to this. I'm not going to give you guys away the storyline on it all, because I really want the crowd to come out and see it. You will get your bang for your buck, because the cast in itself is totally, totally well-seasoned actors. We have been doing this for, again, another 100 years, if you will. We have Terry Salmon, Trevor Bagboy Reed. They are coming up from Jamaica, as a matter of fact. Laverne Archer, brilliant, brilliant actress from the UK. Krista Gayle Clark-Edwards, another phenomenal being right here in the GTA, and myself. So when we put all of the years and tenures together, the consummate amount of quality of acting that you're going to get is by far none. And the play itself, the script, speaks of a lot of problems that we can resonate with in today's age, in today's day. And there's a nice little twist that is unexpected. I don't think anybody's going to see it coming. And the beauty about the theater, you know, when we produce, it's going to be the top-notch production that you're going to see, from the set design to the quality of the acting to the lighting. We just want people to come and enjoy. Take a load off. We are opening on the Saturday, which is that happens to be the weekend of Thanksgiving weekend. So I know many people may have booked off some vacation, even though they're coming off of the heels of their summer, you will, but we will be definitely in fall at that time. But we open in Scarborough on Saturday, October the 11th at the Latvian Canadian Cultural Center. It's an 8 p.m. show. And then on Sunday, we have the JCA on Arrow Road, two shows that you spoke of, one at 4 o'clock and one at 8 p.m. The following weekend now, we're there again, but we're in Brampton this time, October the 18th on the Saturday, at the, you know, I would be very embarrassed if I try to pronounce this secondary school.
The Chinkuzi.
The Chinkuzi, thank you so much. And then in Mississauga on Sunday, October 19th, at the Glen Forest Secondary School, that's a 6 p.m. show. So, you know, it is a family event. Bring your family, bring everybody, fill up those houses, come laugh, and just laugh, because that's what we need now, I think, a lot of laughter. So much happening in the world, right, Richard?
Indeed.
I think we need to take a load off a little bit, right?
And
what better way than with live theater? You know, there's nothing that beats live performances, whether it is a musical, whether it is you go to see your favorite band performing at your fest or wherever, right? Come out, because you will be satisfied 100%.
Now, for those of you who've never been to a play, I mean, you would go to some of your church events and for Christmas time and all that. Look, this is an event where a lot goes into it. Now, I'm so proud that these are, the producer of this event is from Canada. He lives here now. And the immigrant woman is a story everyone could relate with, whether you're from Russia, Trinidad, China, wherever. And they have put together a beautiful cast. Now, she talked about the set design and all that, the lighting. So much goes into this. And this is live, you know. So to be part of that crowd that will experience the energy from on stage, and they have so many shows planned, so you could imagine why. This is going to be across the GTA, and we're asking you, come and experience it. You are invited. Make it a date night. Bring the family out and do something a bit different. Tickets are available across the GTA. We'd give you more information about that. I know for sure they're available at Charlie's, both in the east and west. I'm not sure if Nadia would tell us where else we can get tickets, Nadia.
I have to get that bunch of information from Devon. But for more information, anyone can call 437-318-8607 to get more information as to all of the outlet locations. I'm sure at the end of the day, and the prices are reasonable for these tickets, right? You can buy them in advance at $40, and then obviously it'll be extra at the door. So we are welcoming anybody who, if even if it's at the last minute, you want to come and see the play, come on. You can pee at the door as well, but get your seats reserved now, because Devon Horton's name is out there. And when he puts on a production, Creative Movement production, everybody knows about it, and they're going to be grabbing. You have Terry Salmon, who is the infamous Terry Salmon. If anybody has seen her in action, she's one to really come and look at. And just experience it, you know. Take the load off, take your mind off of your bills and work and whatever stressful problems you might be having, and just absorb yourself. Transport yourself with us as we perform for you. It is going to be such a pleasure to perform again in the city.
Well,
and I'm looking forward to it.
Is this your first play after that break?
Yes, it is. So, you know, life happens, right, Richard? I went back to school. Things happen, my mom got ill, and, you know, just life happens. So, but it came at the right time, because I asked God for it at the right time.
You know, I really am proud to be working with a team like this, and I'm sure a lot of work goes into it. You guys have probably been rehearsing, because when the show starts, it's non-stop every week, the next few days, and sometimes two shows in one day. So you really have to get your back into it this time, young lady. I want to congratulate you and all the actors, and of course the producers, the directors, and looking forward to seeing it. again, please convey our love and congratulations to the entire team. And people coming in from England for this one. This gentleman had written for Oliver Samuel and many other big names. And this is his own baby. He's a creative movement, is bringing this one here for us as a gift. So come on out, get your tickets. We'll be telling you more about it in the next few days. So please stay with us. Anything else you'd like to add in closing, my sister?
Just to say, one love, everybody. Share love, share peace. And just come out and see me perform, the man. I want to perform for Uno. Right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, Richard. Thank you so much again for inviting me.
God bless you.
I look forward to meeting you in person.
I hope we would be able to talk to you again as we get closer. Again, thank you, and a good luck, as they say, break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Take care now. Bye-bye.
As we continue again, please get your tickets for this one. It's coming up again on the... starting at the 11th in Scarborough, continuing in Toronto on the 12th at the JCA, and again in Mississauga, Glen Forest, 8th the 19th, and that's, let me see, that's one show, 6 o'clock, and on the Brampton, 8 o'clock. So please get your tickets and come on out. The one at the JCA is, they have two shows there, 4 and 8 p.m. Richard Aziz keeping you company, and we continue here with the program. Hope you would stay with us. We have more to share with you. And I want to say hello to Sister Mina and Pete out in New York, I believe, and they always take us along with them.
Body.
Again, the telephone number to get tickets, 437-318-8607. Call for more information and tickets, 437-318-8607. This is Radio Shabnam, and again, we want to say hello and welcome to those of you joining us. This is, by the way, I found out something now today. Sister Rita Rahaban is the wife of Brother Arif Rahaban, and I didn't know that. I have her name here in as Winner. She had won something in the past, and I have it here as Winner. Welcome again, my sister, and again, you know, your mother-in-law is very special, special indeed to so many people, including all of us here. And whenever we run into her at any event, you know, remember when she called and she'd make a dua for yours truly, and she'd always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and what we do here. You know, these are the people that we love up, as you could tell over the years, you know, from the Mrs. Amaru and the Auntie Miney and the Finey and all of that. So I feel happy today that we are sending out some love and best wishes. And you all wouldn't see some of the messages I receive on the back end of things, especially when, you know, we talk about people who have to make decisions about taking their parents to a nursing home, etc. Sometimes maybe in-laws have to end up taking care of other people's mom and dad, the daughter-in-law, because the children fighting and that doesn't have the time, and you know, it's difficult, and you know, sometimes you would love to, but you can't, and all of these things, you don't have to feel guilty about it, but we don't have people who discuss it and bring it out in the front, and it's a white elephant everybody avoids. But we here sometimes, when I make these, take these jabs at some of these in-laws, right? It's not because I'm trying to be mean. It's because of some of the stories I hear. And, you know, the ladies would say, "Bye, ya talk nice. Me are so happy when you say that thing." And, you know, they get at least, you know, somebody is speaking out. The abuse seniors are receiving. There was one time we were running an ad from the government. And the Canadian government, and it was about senior abuse, and you know, we don't see that, and it's a fact, it's a, something that is real. So hence the reason why we play some of the oldies to entertain some of our loving seniors that might be listening. So I'm glad that you understand and realize what we're doing. You know, this program, as you can hear, we don't have a lot of advertisers, and I'm not sure if this is me, Richard Aziz, wrapping up this whole radio thing. I'm not sure if I could continue doing this program because of, you know, the cost and the effort that it takes and how many years we've been doing. Maybe it's time now, you know, everything you leave while you're still up and running. So I'm considering if we could continue or not. That's a decision I have to make. So I'm just saying so that those of you listening one day wouldn't realize I'm not here. We'd continue with the TV and, you know, it's a huge cost to do the TV and radio. Even big programming like PBS and others, they have quarterly fundraising event, Teleton and Radiothons and all of that. And it's difficult. I mean, you would hear me reading out each flyers and date and event for different organization. I mean, we do it no charge, and you know, as soon as we get it, we don't get paid for it, but we want to get you engaged and let you know where things are happening, where we have some announcement, death announcements and other things, and the tribute that we pay, most of them we do them because, you know, we want to bring some comfort to families on this program. So it's something that I'm rethinking, and you know, we say put it in the hand of God indeed and see how well we could. Winter is coming. I mean, everybody is downsizing. Things are getting tougher. You know that. And we just have to consider. So it's something we are considering. We'll keep you informed as we continue. So not something that I would like to do, but if it comes to that, well, we have no choice. But we continue keeping company with you on the television and where else we can. We have our ShabnamRadio.com, we have Ginger Radio and other things like that. So we are waiting, not sure what's happening here now.
फिर आना नहीं फिर जाना जुबान से कि तेरे नैना है जरा बेईमान से मतवाली ये दिल क्यों छोड़ा ये तीर काहे छोड़ा नजर की कमान से कि मर जाऊंगा मैं बस मुस्कान से
Well, we want to send some birthday wishes going out to Auntie Leela. Auntie Leela is celebrating her birthday. Leela Hassan and her grandson Amir Hassan, both of New York, and they're listening today. I want to wish them a happy, happy birthday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all indeed. Auntie Leela has been going through a lot. She had lost her husband during the COVID time, and they were getting ready to do a 5-year memorial. And you heard me talk about this, but I'm not sure if she ever heard us, because she'd been busy. And during the preparation, where people were flying in from Trinidad and coming in from Canada and all over, they were washing down the yard. Her son just said, left the front, the back to go to the front. And he sat on the step and passed away, just like that. They look at the video and all that. I'm not saying this to upset you today, Auntie. I just want you to know that we continue to keep you in our prayers. And to say happy birthday on a day like today, I want you to know that it's coming with lots of love. And I'm sure you would have had a celebration with your loving son today. And I just wanted to share this particular selection for you on your birthday, and again wish you all the best wishes, and may Allah continue to bless and keep you. You have so many people that love you. Derry and Davika sending from the entire family here, they wish they could be there with you today. And of course your family from Trinidad, Princess Tong, they love you. Your children, your sisters, your in-laws, they all love you. Hope you enjoy this one. I have a couple lineup for you. So stay with us, would you?
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah आदम चले दिल में लेकर वो हजारों हम चले मुद्दतों टूटे नहीं अश्कों के साथ यानी वो रोते रहे हजारों कतार जब सिवा होने लगा हर जोलम रोते रोते हैं मोहम्मद की कसम और फरमाया कि ए परवरदिगार रहमतें तेरी हैं सब तेरे बख्श दे मुझको खुदाया बख्श दे सदके में प्यारे रसूल्लाह के हक आला ने ये आदम से कहा तुमको क्यों कर इल्म अहमद का हुआ सब कहा आदम ने ऐ मेरे खुदा पहले ही दिन से मुझे मालूम था तूने मिट्टी का एक पुतला बना अपने कुदरत से मुझे पैदा किया रूह बख्शी आंख को दी रोशनी तब तेरे दीदार की हसरत हुई
सर उठा कर देखा जब मस्कन तेरा अर्श के खंभों पे लिखा था हुआ ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह पढ़ के ये कलमा सरे अर्श बरी मेरे दिल को हो गया पूरा यकीन ये यकीन खास कोई जात है नाम जिसका लिखा तेरे साथ है हक्ताला उस घड़ी ये वो लिखा सबसे अफजल और आला है यही बाई से तकलीफ दुनिया है यही सच में कहता हूँ नगर होते नबी तुमको भी हैरान करता मैं कभी आज जब नामे अभी तुमने लिया मैंने अपनी फजल का साया किया मैंने बख्शा जाओ अब तुम खुश रहो अब न कोई अपने दिल में गम करो ये अजल का नूर भी क्या खूब है नामद अहमद मुझे मंजूर है कह रहा है तुमसे ये परवरदिगार जाते जाते फिर सुना दो एक बार ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह बाबा आदम ने जनाबे ईद से ये नसीहत दी नबी के वास्ते जिक्र करना जब भी इल्लाह का नाम ले लेना रसूलुल्लाह का क्योंकि उनके नाम से वाकिफ हूँ मैं फानिये इस्लाम से वाकिफ हूँ मैं जब मुझे अल्लाह ने पैदा किया तब वहाँ मैं हर तरफ घूमा फिरा आसमानों में नहीं ऐसा मकान जिस जगह लिखा न हो अहमद का नाम और जन्नत में भी बाहर से जली मैंने देखा लिखा है नामे नबी पेड़ के पत्तों पे लिखा है ये नाम गुरों के सीने पे लिखा है जब फरिश्ता देखा कोई अर्श पर मैंने हैरत से चेहरे पर नजर दरमिया में दोनों आंखों के मिला नाम लिखा अहमद मुख्तार का यही नाशाद आदम ने कहा दो जहां में है नबी का तस्करा इसलिए है लखते दिल है नूरी चश्म ये नसीहत कर रहे हैं तुझसे जिस्म में तेरे रहे जब तक ये जान बस ही कलमा रहे विरदे जुबान ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह ला इलाहा
ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह इंडीड You know, Sister Hassan, I know you know. And the thing about it with people of faith like yourself, Sanya, you know, this is the relative in the Manor Hamry. I passed there. In fact, I stayed there a couple of times opposite the masjid in that road, Crystal View or something in the back down there. And they are responsible, that family, for that masjid on Manor Hamry Road there. And, you know, I know that she's a woman who has lots of faith, and today I want to say how proud we are of you, and of course your grandson is celebrating, and I know the lessons he's learning from your strength. We continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you health and strength so you would be with us to continue sharing your love and strength with us here. I have another selection lineup for you. And those of you who might be going through something, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Hindu, whether you're Christian, whether you don't believe in God, better days are indeed ahead. This too will pass. You look back and say, I couldn't believe I would have gotten out of this situation. But the next one, I'd like you to listen. And, you know, I'm not here to tell you which God to worship, but don't think about give it all to Jesus. It's about to say, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. One day at a time, you're asking God Almighty for, and it one step at a time, one breath at a time, give thanks. And everything you would see will be better. Leave it at the feet of God and take it one day at a time. And remember that we're only human. You know, I had the opportunity last year with the Indarul Islamic Jamaat. They gave me about 6 bags with pencils and stationeries and stuff like that. And I shared it with some families. This year they called. I wasn't prepared. I didn't get any. But I put together what I could. And then I got a couple from the mosque a week later. And boy, let me tell you how people were so appreciative of the fact. And these are not just any and any kind of bags. Really bags with stationaries and things that they would use and need. And people are suffering out there. People are indeed suffering. The food banks are empty. Everybody is tightening up, and with Christmas and Thanksgiving coming. And when you could, please reach out and help. Check in on our seniors. Sometimes they really just need company, a companion on the phone. Ask how they're doing, allow them to speak a little bit. Hey, don't forget, we continue right here on ShabdamRadio.com. ShabdamRadio.com. www.ShabdamRadio.com. Those of you leaving us on 770, remember, hop on over. We continue the train ride through the mountains and the valleys. we are here keeping you company. Well, Auntie Leela, hope you enjoy that. And of course, again, to Derry and Devika, want to thank you always for sharing with us. And always a pleasure knowing that you're keeping us company here. 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772. We, you know, Nanda would say, Miss Sunshine. She'd say, Richard, Miss, she'd call me Miss Aziz. She'd say, Miss Aziz, spice it up a little bit now. Well, I hope this one will suffice. Miss Nanda Maharaj. It would take you back when you used to take care of that fellow who's a big, big, big man son now.
Listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਟਰੱਕਿੰਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਵੀਰੋ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣੋ ਟਰੱਕ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਚਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਮੈਨੂਅਲ ਜਾਂ ਆਟੋਮੈਟਿਕ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਚੇਤੇ ਆਹੀ ਨਾ ਰੱਖਿਓ ਟਰੱਕ ਦੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਲਈ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਲਓ ਜੀ ਤੀਜੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਖੋਲਤੀ ਆ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨਾਪਨੀ ਆਹੋ ਜੀ ਕੋਈ ਅਪਾਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਡਰਾਈਵ ਥਰੂ ਫੈਸਿਲਿਟੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨਾਪਨੀ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਦ ਵਨ ਸਟਾਪ ਸ਼ਾਪ 519-622-0660 ਜਾਂ quicktrucklube.com QTL ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਵੀ ਕੇਅਰ
अपनी कम्युनिटी का सब तो वड्डा वधिया क्वालिटी वाला ते सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर दी पहचान बन चुकी है
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट सोफा सेट मैट्रेसेस डाइनिंग टेबल डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स गल कीजी सारे घर दा फर्नीचर वधिया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जांदा सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल लई नो ब्याज
142 कैनेडी रोड ब्रैम्पटन 9058747171
ट्रक ड्राइवर भाइयों अब यूएस और कनाडा में अनलिमिटेड डाटा वीवो टेलीकम्युनिकेशंस के साथ फुल स्पीड नो रुकावट सफर बिजनेस का हो या शौक का वर्ल्ड वाइड ई सिम डाटा प्लान के साथ इंटरनेट हमेशा रेडी ट्रैवल कर रहे हो इंडिया पाकिस्तान या हज या उमरे के लिए वीवो टेल के साथ हमेशा रहो ऑनलाइन दूर दराज इलाका कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं घर हो या केबिन वीवो टेल की हाई स्पीड इंटरनेट चलती है दुनिया के किसी भी कोने में विजिट करें vivotel.com या कॉल करें 416-243-9836 कनेक्शन आपका दुनिया के साथ
आपको पर्सनल सपोर्ट वर्कर क्यों बनना चाहिए दूसरों के जीवन में बदलाव लाने के लिए केवल 5 महीनों में अपना सर्टिफिकेट प्राप्त करें और केयर के क्षेत्र में अपना करियर शुरू करें अधिक जानने के लिए ontario.ca/go-psw पर जाइए इसके लिए अदायगी ओंटारियो सरकार द्वारा की गई है
मेरी पूरे साल की सेविंग $400 हुई है
मेरी सेविंग $350
मेरी सेविंग सिर्फ $100
और मेरी सेविंग सबसे ज्यादा हुई है मैंने सेव किए हैं $1,775
क्या चमत्कार किया मुझे भी गुड़ सिखाओ ना
वही बात सादा सी है हमारे पास दो गाड़ियां और एक